Well, today we are at the Griswold High School speaking with some of the tops of the class of 2018. Have three students to visit with today. We're going to start with
Matea Peters.
Matea, introduce us to your family.
I have 9 siblings. My parents are divorced. Ryan and Erica Kirkhoff live in Griswold, and Bruce and Marie Peters live in Walnut.
Where do you fit in the scheme of those 9?
I am 6 out of 10.
Six out of ten. I thought you said 9.
Yes, but if you add me, then there's 10.
Gotcha. All right. You are the math major here, aren't you? Let's talk a little bit about your schoolwork and things. What classes did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed all of my math classes. I have taken Calculus 1 and Pre-Calculus and Statistics.
Do you have a favorite among those?
I'd say Calculus 2 is my favorite. Statistics was online. That was a little tougher.
Do you like a challenge?
I do.
You must, because you didn't take the easy classes. Did you seek out challenges? Did you decide you were going to try to challenge yourself as much as you could when you got into high school?
Yes, it was definitely my strategy. I will be graduating with 43 college credits. So.
Okay. Well, you have been very busy then. So that will put you where as far as class when you get to college? Will you still be a freshman?
I will be a sophomore in the fall.
You really didn't want to spend that much time in college at all. Now, let's talk about extracurricular stuff, though. What other things kept you busy here?
I play volleyball, basketball, golf, softball, and I am in FFA, NHS, Student Council, and 4-H.
And you still had 43 credits built up for college. How'd you find time for all that?
I'm very good at time management. I think with my parents being divorced, I kind of grew up with knowing how to be responsible with my time.
Well, talk a little bit about favorites there, too. Do you have, you listed a wide range of things and a lot of things. Do you have some favorites?
Golf is probably my favorite. I'm going to go play that in college, but I still really enjoy volleyball and basketball.
Okay, very good. What about teachers? Any teachers that you'll be talking about, say, at a 10-year class reunion when you get together with some of your friends?
I just nominated Brenda Hauser for my favorite teacher award at the Governor Scholar Recognition, so I'm sure I'll be telling people about her someday.
Okay. Well, you mentioned you want to play golf in college. Where will that be?
I'm going to study at Midland University.
Okay. And why did you choose Midland?
I chose Midland because of the campus size and that there's 94% athletic rate of like the students are 94. I don't know how to say that.
Well, something like that.
Yes.
Okay. There are a lot involved in athletics and things too. How big is Midland?
There's about 1,400 students. Probably a little less than that now.
Was that a size thing with you when it comes to college? Did you want to find something that was a little bit smaller?
I did want to find something smaller. I work best with being able to know my teachers, so I hope that my teachers will be able to know me on my first name basis so I can feel free to ask questions.
Okay. What will you be studying?
I will be studying nursing.
Okay, and how long have you wanted to get into that?
I've wanted to be in the medical field for as long as I can remember, but I just decided nursing probably my junior year.
Well, let's talk about the 8th graders. Give them some advice. What should they know before they come into the high school level?
You should definitely learn how to study early. Once you get to high school and you start taking these college classes, you're going to find them to be a lot tougher, and you're going to need to know how to study.
All right. Very good. Matea, good luck to you. Congratulations on all you've accomplished.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Riley Smith.
Riley, tell us about your family.
My parents are Don and Amy Smith, and I have a younger sister, Claire, and a half-brother, Adam Carnes.
And how many times have you interviewed with me over the years?
A lot. None for pay, though.
Oddly enough. Well, let's keep moving on. Let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
My favorite classes were probably my ag classes. Ag science was pretty good. I just did ag business. That was pretty interesting. And I did ag communications as well.
Okay. What teachers did you really enjoy?
Well, with the ag classes, Mr. Blair, because he's pretty funny, likes to give us a hard time as well. Also, I'd say Mrs. Margison, Mrs. Hauser, like Matea said. And those are the classes I enjoy as well, so it's kind of easy to make that correlation.
Okay. You took kind of a different route than, say, Matea did. She was going a lot of... Sounds like science, math, that type of stuff. You're going more toward some of the, I guess the coursework is just a little bit different in those classes.
Yeah, I wanted to go to agriculture because I knew that's what I was going to do. I was going to be ag something. So I wanted to take a lot of that. And then other than that, I knew I was going to be band all 4 years. I really enjoy music and everything. And everything else was just making sure I was as prepared and well-rounded as possible for college.
You mentioned band. What else have you been involved in other than schoolwork?
Well, in band, there's jazz band. I was president of FA chapter for a couple of years. I'm involved in 4-H, NHS, speech. I was in basketball all 4 years. I was manager for three of those. I don't think I'm forgetting any right now. Hopefully not.
What instrument do you play?
I play the trumpet.
How'd you get started with that?
Well, in fifth grade, we had Mrs. Martison come down to the elementary, and she had a bunch of different mouthpieces for these instruments, and I tried those out, and trumpet was about the one I was best at, so I decided to go with that, and then I just stuck with it. It was really fun. The trumpets are the loud ones in the band, and that kind of fit me pretty well.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your future then, too. What's coming up for you this fall?
I will be going to Northwest Missouri State University to major in ag science and minor in ag communications and radio broadcasting.
Okay. How did you choose Northwest?
A lot of it was the campus size. It was really nice. It's a smaller campus. It's like a 10-minute walk across the entire campus. Also, the programs of study. There's not a lot of schools that have that kind of ag communications program, and Northwest is about one of the best for that.
Good. What about you? Do you have a lot of credits built up toward college?
I haven't checked recently. I'm not sure how many credits I have. Not as many as Mateo. She took a lot of college classes, but I have a decent amount. I will be a freshman. So. Okay.
All right. But you still get a head start.
Yeah.
Give those eighth graders some advice. What advice would you give them before they start high school?
You might think you know what you want to do in eighth grade, like you'll have an idea. You don't. So take as many classes as you can. Like if you think it'll be interesting, go for that class and see if you like it, because you honestly never know what'll pique your interest and what'll really be what you want to do.
Yeah, try as much as you can. Riley, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Bree Carlisle.
Okay. Bree, introduce us to your family.
I have two parents, Kevin and Amy Carlisle, and I have an older brother, Dylan, who is currently in Japan.
Okay. And the best older brother in the history of older brothers?
Oh, of course. I love my older brother.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I've always enjoyed any sort of English or literary classes.
Okay. And what about teachers? Are there any teachers that you're going to be talking about years from now?
Definitely Mrs. Nelson, because I enjoy English, but also she just makes it so much fun because she's so personable with her students.
Okay. Very good. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been busy with?
I'm in wrestling cheer, I'm in golf, I do a lot of speech and musical and chorus and jazz choir kind of stuff, and lots of stuff like that.
You have a favorite among those things?
Speech, definitely speech.
Came right back to that. Why?
I've always loved speech ever since I watched my older brother do it. His large group event went on to Allstate to perform, and so ever since then, I've been dying to get into speech and dying to succeed.
Have you done well in competitions?
Yeah, I've gone to state three or four years, both for individual and a couple for large group events. And my Reader's Theater group also went to Allstate non-performing this last year.
Oh, very good. Sounds like you've had a lot of fun then. Well, talk a little bit about what else is coming up down the road for you now. Where will you be this fall?
I'll be attending the University of Northern Iowa.
Okay. Why'd you choose UNI?
I decided on UNI when I was 13 years old because Mrs. Nelson had us do a project about our future. And I've always just loved everything I've ever heard about it.
Okay. And you've had a chance to visit the campus probably a few times and you kind of got used to things?
I have dragged my parents to Cedar Falls more times than I think they prefer to admit.
They've got four more years of dragging you back and forth yet, too, don't they? Let's talk a little bit about, what are you going to study up there?
Early childhood education.
Okay, and what do you want to do with that?
I want to teach preschool.
Okay, is that something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I think so. I've always had a thing for kids. I love little kids.
Okay, well, give those little kids some advice. What do you think they ought to know about high school before they get started?
Definitely. You don't have to know what you're going to do right away, but definitely think about it. Because, like Riley said, it can change, but definitely get a head start on thinking about it. Because there are seniors that don't even know what they're going to do yet. But they need to, like, start thinking about it now. That way they can start decide and, like, think, well, I don't like this, but I do like this. And start making sure they're taking the right classes and just being smart about it.
So before you started high school, did you kind of have a plan in mind about how you wanted to attack the next 4 years?
Definitely. I knew I had to take a certain amount of math classes and English and all that kind of stuff. And regrettably, the science classes, which I'm awful at science. So that was rough.
That's why we're teaching elementary education as opposed to high school education, where you have to specialize, right?
Maybe.
There you go. All right. Very good. Do you want to maybe come back close to home and teach, or are you thinking you might be elsewhere? Do you have any ideas?
In a perfect world, I'll be going down south somewhere kind of like South Carolina. I vacationed there one time and loved everything about it. So I was like, this is the perfect climate. But of course, I can't always choose. So if I have to come back home or somewhere closer, I have to come back home or closer.
Well, very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bree, Matea, Riley, thank you so much. Those are some of the tops of the class of 2018 at Griswold High School.